Lord, may we hear your voice and know your presence amongst us this glorious morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, at long last, Christmas has arrived. Woo! How awesome is that? I wonder what your favourite part of Christmas is. Maybe it's singing carols. That's pretty good. Maybe it's spending time with family. That's always great. Or maybe it's just watching the kids open all those presents. How awesome is that? Or maybe, like me, your favourite part of Christmas is watching those Christmas movies. Aren't they just amazing? Whether it's Arthur Christmas, or that great film Elf, or that perennial Christmas classic Die Hard. What makes Christmas movies so special is how they tap into something really deep inside the first Christmas story. Again and again, a range of tropes appear, and I wonder if you've seen a few of these. One of the most famous tropes is the Scrooge who needs saving. This is usually features a miser who hates the holidays, or maybe it's a misanthropic business person, that when Christmas arrives, they finally shift from being a jerk to realizing the importance of kindness and compassion. Or maybe you've seen this other trope, Christmas goes off the rails. This is the one where Santa needs some help to put things right. This usually involves some unlikely hero who fixes a problem, and then everyone is reawakened to the Christmas spirit. Perhaps there's no more famous one than this, the Christmas miracle, where something fantastic happens, like being left home alone. In the end, what we're reminded of is what Christmas is truly about, that love has the power to change everything. All of these tropes all feature in the story of that very first Christmas, the story of Jesus' birth, and I wonder if you can hear them. We meet the Scrooge, don't we? The emperor sitting in Rome who's ordered the world to be counted so that he can have more taxes to spend on buildings and armies and gladiators. This Scrooge is not so much powerful as he is ignorant of the great thing that is happening right under his nose. We might see and wonder at how the first Christmas nearly went off the rails. Surely the birth of the king would involve pomp and circumstance. But what we see in the story are the things that are not present. Where is Joseph's family? If they've gone to his hometown, where is everyone? Mary gives birth alone. There are no midwives, although midwives tell me the joy of teenagers giving birth is it happens so easily. There are no cigars being passed around. There's no specially prepared nursery, only a food trough for a bed. All of which brings us to the unlikely hero, who is Mary. Her life is upended because of this Scrooge, and what happens shows us why it is so unwise to travel during your third trimester. On the outside, Mary is so young, but on the inside, she is so strong. The awkward truth of this story is that Mary is a teenaged mum. And although she and Joseph are engaged, they are not yet fully married. teenage pregnancy has always been a scandal, both then and now. So what about the Christmas miracle? We see this perhaps in the welcome that follows, that while the whole earth is silent, the heavens erupt with song. A choir of angels just can't contain their joy. They are bursting and they've got to tell someone, but who? Perhaps this is where we see the real Christmas miracle. The angels tell a group of hard-working roughneck shepherds who might ordinarily be found standing outside in blue singlets if the night wasn't so cold. I think this is the real Christmas miracle because the men listen. What's more, they get off the couch and they go into town to find Jesus. These ragtag shepherds are welcomed not as strangers, but as friends. But as good as the Christmas movies are, they often leave out important moments from the Christmas story. After all, these movies are made to entertain us, while Scripture is written to bring things shrouded in darkness into God's light. The true King is unlike any hero we might see. We are more used to heroes like John McClane in Die Hard than Jesus. He is, after all, the New York cop who is more manly than anybody else. He's the one who steps up when everyone else steps back. He is the one who defends his family by killing all the bad guys. But the true King, the Son of God, arrives not as a New York policeman, but as an infant. Someone who is entrusted to a very young woman who has discovered too much about exclusion and rejection. She is the one who helps Jesus grow up to learn all the lessons about family and love. The second thing that's often left out is what Jesus came to do. We hear this in the swag of titles that the heavenly choir speak of, titles that are ordinarily given to people like the emperor in Rome. The baby is called Savior. A title that was ordinarily reserved for the greatest military generals who would save the empire by defeating its enemies. The infant is called Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One, who is bestowed with divine power. And most surprisingly, the newborn is called Lord, a name reserved for those who wielded the authority to decide between life and death. Only this King has not come to kill, but to serve. This King destroys his enemies, not by killing them, but by turning them into friends. He does this by extending his hands to anyone and everyone who needs hope and healing and compassion. Perhaps the most significant thing that gets left out of all these Christmas movies is the call for us to join in. Because when a movie ends and the popcorn is eaten, that feel-good moment soon passes. But Christmas is the opportunity for us to be changed by joining in with God's work. To be like the shepherds, getting up, going out, and discovering what God is doing. We are given this invitation so that we might contribute to the salvation of the world, to work for its renewal, rather than contribute to its destruction. We can discover what it means to be blessed so that we can be a blessing to others. We are given the opportunity to learn how to use God's authority so that we can call out life and stand against all those forces of darkness in this world. Christmas is God's invitation to us to meet the Saviour who has come. Perhaps the miracle of Christmas is that God came as a baby, someone small and overlooked by those who considered themselves to be strong and powerful. Perhaps the unlikely hero of Christmas is Mary, who welcomed shepherds into her small family, no matter the hour they showed up. So when lunch is eaten and the movie is done, maybe you might wish to join the great work of Christ to discover the importance of love and kindness and to help the world become what it was always meant to be by starting this work this Christmas. Amen.